This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good time. Trying to catch a good time.
I think I got a bite.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello and welcome.
Go fly a kite.
Why are you saying that?
It's National Fly a Kite Day.
I don't want to fly kites.
I like kites.
I wouldn't mind if you wanted to go fly kites.
You and your buddies, grab those kites.
Happy National Fly a Kite Day. Kite Day.
Okay, it's showtime.
Never gave a hoot about flying a kite.
No.
Never once. I remember my first kite. It was one of those paper kites with the sticks, you know, that you put it together. First time I tried to fly it,
right to the ground.
It always looked cool, but it just never worked out right.
What amazes me along that line is the windsurfers you see on the Outer Banks and coasts that just spend all day out there just...
Windsurfing?
Don't know how to do it.
Again, surfing the wind?
Again, it's nothing I'm interested in at all. Zero.
I'll lay on the beach and drink my beer and watch them.
Everybody have a wonderful day. Yesterday, we started talking about that chicken sandwich at BK, and she had to go get one yesterday.
Oh, my gosh.
And your review, we gave it an 8. You give it a?
10.
10. Wow.
Changed my life.
She says 10. It was the best one she's ever had, period.
Okay.
BK did good on that one. Go try it, y'all.
I'd have to get another one, too. I mean, I'm going to.
Absolutely. Yeah.
5 or 6 more, I'll have a solid opinion.
Yep.
Hey, man, yesterday, my high school son, my youngest son, got his first college football offer yesterday.
Oh!
How about that?
You know he's feeling big today.
Yeah, he is.
It was a big day yesterday for him. Let's see what happens.
Let him soak it in.
Yeah. Minute after 6, straight up 6 o'clock. Close enough anyway. Cowboy rides away. Plays this one at the end of every show.
I knew the stakes were high.
New Country 93.1, The Wolf. In about an hour from now, it'll be your first chance today to pick up $1,000 in cash.
Ooh.
$1,000.
The cash splash continues. Time to think about what you would do if you just all of a sudden said, "Ooh, I got an extra grand in my pocket."
I think most people are going to be like me and say bills. That's what's important.
You're going to have to.
Boo!
You got to pay that debt off quick,
boo!
Man. Free money? I'm taking care of debt for sure.
Turn her mic off. You're done for the day. Hey, Chris is going out of town. He's gonna have a good time with his money.
I'm going on vacation next week, so it'll be a more fun trip now.
You bet it will. An extra $1,000. Buy more souvenir t-shirts.
Yeah. Love those.
Saltwater taffy.
Ooh.
Now a chance to win in 1 hour.
More of the Wake Up with the Wolf Show next.
Wendy's only makes one kind of breakfast.
Wake Up with the Wolf Show. Good morning to you. We're glad you're listening. Thanks for having on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show this morning. 623 dad jokes. Who's got one?
I got 4 of them that are
hilarious. But 4.
Hilarious.
You know what? I can hardly wait to hear them, and I can tell by the look on your face, you can hardly wait to tell them.
He's proud.
I'm very proud.
I don't want to hear them. Roll them.
Russian nesting dolls are so full of themselves.
Oh!
Thank you.
Wow.
I didn't want to believe that my dad was stealing from his job as a traffic cop, but when I got home, all the signs were there. That's how I like that one. I was just reminiscing about the beautiful herb garden I had when I was growing up. Good times.
Oh, I get it. Time.
Hey, Why couldn't the bicycle stand up by itself?
I don't know. Why couldn't the bicycle stand up by itself?
It was too tired.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, baby.
That was good.
I forgot how corny dad jokes are.
What kind of car does an egg drive?
I don't know.
A Yolkswagen.
Ooh. Ooh.
You liked that one, didn't you? What does a lemon say when it answers the phone?
I don't know.
Yellow.
Yeah. Oh. It was. I was working on it.
What does a bee use to brush its hair?
Oh,
honeycomb.
Honeycomb.
Yeah.
You got it.
All right. How about you? You got dad jokes? You want to hear them? Love to hear your dad jokes. Time to hear them now at 680 Wolf.
The dirtier, the better.
No. Keep it clean.
I'm just flesh and bone.
Wake up with the Wolf Show, 6:34. Dad jokes. Who's got one?
Oh, I do. I'm pretty proud of it.
Go.
What do a tick and the Eiffel Tower have in common?
I don't know. What do a tick and the Eiffel Tower have in common?
They're both parasites.
Ba-dum-boom.
That's a good one. I like that one.
She's here all week, folks.
I am.
Hey, we got a cool thing going on the website right now. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but if your yard ain't so pretty, and as I've seen several of them out driving around, I'll be honest with you. Mm-hmm. Not knocking you. I'm just saying it's tough. Tough to keep that yard up. And if you don't have the gear, you don't have the gear.
I want to say there are pretty good entries already been entered here of some pretty rough looking yards. I'm proud of y'all.
Love looking at the pictures.
Yeah.
Here's what you do. You post up a pic and maybe you'll win a nice upgrade, a full lawn care package from our buddies at Thomasville Lawn and Garden. They got it all. They get all the fun stuff.
You're right, all the fun stuff.
You're right, it is. You know how guys are, man. You get in, oh man, look at that.
Yeah, it's a dude's dream.
I didn't know they made that.
No, exactly. I love doing that. Go to the website now, 931wolfcountry.com, and find out how you can get in on that. It's going to be fun. A nice little something for dad. Or if you're a dad, do it for yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know you want to do some new stuff. Got to put it in the shed. Look what I got in here.
We used to taste that Tattanooga freight. Couple of kids.
Yeah, they're ringing.
Getting them good vibes, I'm living this good life.
Good vibes, but on a Tuesday, and mine's a little bit of a proud parent moment, but also it's one of these things where you see hard work paying off, and it's so good. My high school age son last night got his first college football offer.
All right.
And, you know, he sent me a pickup with, he's got the school game in Jersey with his number on it and all this kind of stuff, trying to entice him to come there. But his coach had put out a tweet. I want to read this tweet his coach put out. And if you've got a kid that is in sports or academics, it has a chance of getting a scholarship, you can relate. This is his head coach. Says, great to see LCA's own Grant Vaught starting to get noticed on the recruiting trail. One of the most athletic linemen to come through our storied program. Gifted with size and a nasty attitude. We're expecting a huge year from Grant.
All right.
Oh, man. Cloud nine, yeah, man. Ride so it.
Look at G-Money.
So he was flying high last night.
Aw.
Great to
Let
see.
Let him stay up there.
That's right. It was great to see all that blood, sweat, and tears.
Another one of your super sweet, proud daddy moments that make my heart smile, Dale.
Sports.
I have a story about Otis Banks. He was headed to pay a bill near a Sam shopping center, and he saw this white Chevy truck that was blocking up traffic. Everybody was mad, honking, all that good stuff, and he was upset too. And so he was like, let me take a second look. He saw this guy. He pulled over. He walked up to his truck. He said he saw this guy sitting there. He was trying to talk to him. He was unresponsive. Eyes were wide open. He thought his window was down. So he's like, oh, and it was raining. So he thought he was soaked in rain. He was drenched in sweat. And so he told the guy, hey, I'm going to open your door and help you. Don't hit me. The guy just kept sitting there. Next thing you know, his foot slid off the brake. His car started rolling forward. So this guy stopped the car, pulls this dude out of his vehicle to the side of the road. He then moves his car out of the way next to where he parked his car. And a bunch of the people finally realized what was happening, that something was wrong with this guy. And a bunch of them were nurses. I love how that always works out. There's always a nurse or a doctor nearby. Anyways, once they got him there, 3 minutes they had him onto the truck bed. He was seizing. He did so for about 4 minutes. He was coughing up blood. It was just really bad.
Jeez.
The nurses helped to roll him on a side, and by the time the paramedics arrived, he'd stopped seizing. They took him in the ambulance, started running tests, found out he had low blood sugar. His levels had dropped all the way down to 17, on the verge of dying, and if something wasn't done immediately, he would have gone into a diabetic coma.
Jeez.
He had a mild stroke, which was the reason he had stopped his truck in the middle of the street to begin with. And Otis says, I just thank God for putting me in the right place at the right time.
Jeez, man. Scary. So fortunate for that guy.
There's angels everywhere.
Yep. Angels among us, as Alabama says.
That's right. Hey, three New York City best friends turn 100 in the same week. So you know what they did?
What?
They all celebrated in the nursing home together with one big birthday party.
All right.
Yes, throw down.
Throw down.
That's so awesome.
So that was short, sweet, and to the point.
Mm-hmm. I keep thinking about, can I make it to 100?
You can, Dale. I believe in you. Okay. Keep that positive mindset.
Thank you.
He's like, I don't feel it in my back.
I mean, you're 84 now, so you're getting close.
Yeah, you're almost there.
She's fortified me. I feel better now. Thank you, Danny. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Girl, our mama's best friends and so...
All right, two things.
Okay.
Number one, the studio smells terrible right now. it is disgusting. Secondly, they curveballed me and called an audible and changed entirely what we're doing.
It was not my fault.
It was my fault. I admit it. I woke up this morning, didn't find the right thing. Instead, I've had this one that I've been wanting to try on you guys for a while now.
I think it's funny you want to try this one on us because you hate.
Yeah,
because
I want to see if it's actually good or bad. Because I just...
What are we trying, Dale?
Today, it's the fried pickle and ranch popcorn.
And it's made by Popcornopolis.
It's in a huge white bag. It looks like a feed sack.
Where's it from?
I think Sam's Club.
I think I saw it at Sam's.
Look, I...
It's open now.
Okay, good. I hate as the Grinch would say, loathe entirely
Y'all,
pickles.
Yeah. I think this bag smells delicious. Like my mouth started watering as soon as I took a big whiff. Just that pickle and that ranch. Oh,
it does not smell good.
Oh, it smells so good.
Yeah, you can keep it if I don't like it.
Ooh, I can't wait to try it.
Terrible. I know it's gonna taste terrible.
Y'all are as terrible as you think this is going to taste, okay?
Okay, well.
I need positive attitudes here.
All right, let's do it.
All right. Stop. Oh, gosh. Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I'm going to tell you something right now.
It tastes just as good as it smells.
I put one kernel in my mouth. I will never, ever do that again. That is the nastiest. Worst stuff I have ever tasted in my entire life. And I like pickles, but that sucks.
I'm getting looks of disgust as I just shove handfuls into my mouth.
It's awful.
And it's on the floor now, thanks to her. Guys, if you're out and about and you like pickles, it's a no for me, dog. Randy Jackson.
It's a no. Y'all, it's a complete
it's
no.
It's so like vinegary, but like...
I don't have a problem with vinegar.
Pickles.
It's pickles. Yeah. Which, by the way, did you know are actually cucumbers?
Yeah, we knew that. Mm-hmm. You did.
Yeah,
we knew that.
So I think there's a little bit of zestiness from the ranch, but it's a lot of that just pickly taste. I love it.
Well, sounds like to me Annie will be keeping the bag.
It's all you.
It's delicious. Go buy you some. It's probably at Sam's Club,
Eat it in another room.
It's terrible.
I keep dropping it.
I know you do.
And I'm telling you, it's going to stink up this whole room. It's going to hang in here. It's going to seep into the wall.
You're definitely going to have bad breath after you eat this, but who cares?
Lord.
People don't do it.
Oh, don't so good. It. The bigger the handful, the more flavor.
And if somebody out there says, man, there's something really strange I want them to try, but I'm too scared to try it, let
please.
Us know.
Yeah, I love trying weird stuff. Like, you can text us, 680-WOLF, DM us. Facebook and Instagram are always available.
Tell how wrong Annie is about this, how it's awful.
So, dill pickle and ranch popcorn, it's a yes from Annie, and it's a total no way dog from Chase and I.
Oh, so good. Best I've ever had.
Oh, she's making me sick.
Ugh. Here's to all the late night drunk phone calls that you picked up. If he ever singles you up. She is still eating the stuff. She's still eating, and it still smells like dill pickle.
A total mess in this studio. It is everywhere, y'all.
I hate lemonade, but I had to go and get a lemonade back there to drink it to get that taste out of my mouth.
And I'm telling you, man, the dill pickle ranch popcorn is a
y'all are party poopers.
Terrible. This smell is all over me. I'm going to have to go in here in the bathroom and take a bath. It's the worst. This worst smell. It's so funky. I can't even describe to you. It doesn't smell like dill or ranch or anything else. It smells like
This is like the popcorn last week that we opened the bag and it smells like feet, but it tasted delicious.
Oh, Fritos. Oh,
I wish it did smell like feet in here. It'd be better than what we got here now.
I got to walk out and come back in and see what it smells like.
Feet.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
How are you guys doing? I'm just dying laughing at y'all with this taste.
It's the worst thing I've ever put in my mouth. It's absolutely terrible. Do not go get it.
Delicious.
I love that Annie's just like, okay, I like it. It doesn't matter what you guys think. I like it.
This is so good.
You would not believe how it has stunk up this room.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
They ain't breathing the same air as me.
I know. It's crazy. The vapors are there. They're going to be there all day.
Terrible.
All right. I have something I need y'all to find.
Okay.
It was a commercial. Okay. So, you know, in the summer we make s'mores, right?
Yep.
There are marshmallows that have the fudge in the middle, and I can't find them anywhere.
I have seen them at Walmart at Food Lion. They have them in like those little cardboard pop-up things in the middle of the aisles and stuff. That's where I normally see them.
Well, why aren't we doing something like that instead of dill pickle ranch popcorn?
All right. I'm writing it down, and we will do this either next week or the week after.
Do it, please. Because I want to see if it's legit fudgy like the Hershey's milk chocolate. You know what I'm saying?
Because yes.
I don't know about it being in the middle of the marshmallow. So, yes, please try that and let me know.
It is on the list, friend.
All righty. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Anything but deal anything.
Water towers are made for hearts
and gifts and some happy congregation. This is birthday time with your friends. It's a time for joy and happy celebrations.
Happy birthday to you if you're celebrating today. The local celebrities of the triad, Alan Hines of Pleasant Garden, Alexis Smith of Greensboro, Austin Cooper of Eden, Joshua Sisk of Pilot Mountain, Jordan Shipley of Walkertown, Anne Gladstone of Winston-Salem, Meredith Locke of Burlington, and Marla Tandori of Oak Ridge. You share your birthday with Neil Patrick Harris, NPH for short, is 48 today. Leah Remini. I'm sorry, Leah Remini.
Leah Remini.
Thank you, Remini. Yeah, it's 51 today. Ice Cube is 52. Courtney Cox is 57. Helen Hunt, 58. Jim Belushi, 67. And Waylon Jennings would have been celebrating his birthday today. So happy birthday to him.
You know I'm going to do it.
Dale, don't you do it.
You know I'm going to do
it. I ain't getting in trouble for this one.
Attention programming. Attention programming.
Take notes.
If you want your birthday celebrated by the Wake Up with the Wolf Show, go to 931wolfcountry.com and get your birthday entered now. You can also DM us Facebook and Instagram at 931thewolf. And just in case we missed yours,
happy birthday to you. Happy, happy birthday.
And when it's the birthday,
yeah,
one of the legends of country music, you got to do it. Here's Waylon with Willie.
A long time forgotten.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Another shot at 1,000 coming up at 8:10. Law and order time now. Well, there are a lot of things that you can put on layaway, but not this. Again, you can't make this stuff up. A woman in Allentown, Pennsylvania is facing charges after she tried to hire a hitman to kill her husband and ask if he'd offer her a payment plan.
You have to. Struggles are real.
Times are tough.
Mm-hmm. Right.
44-year-old Claudia Carrion met up with the guy on Thursday and agreed to pay $4,000 for the hit, but she didn't have it all up front. So she asked if she could pay installments of $100 for 40 weeks.
Oof.
It's not paying $100 a month or $100 a week, whatever, for however long it takes.
Reasonable.
Can you do it? The hitman agreed to it.
Oh, he's a deal maker, not a heartbreaker.
And he's a cop.
Oh, yeah, of course he is.
And after she paid the first $100 as a deposit on the hit, which is how you worded it. I'll need a deposit on that. Mm-hmm. Secure everything that I'm going to need to do.
Look, I've watched a couple TV shows, and you just learn right off the bat, a hitman is never going to be found on the internet, and you're never going to have a conversation involving the word hit.
And you're never going to meet the hitman.
Right.
And also watching a bunch of cop shows, and maybe our cop friends can back us up. Technically, it's legal until you make a payment.
Yeah. You could be just talking about it. You could be joking, but you're serious when you make the down payment in mm-hmm. this case.
Then mm-hmm. it's a felony.
Also, do you think that if they did take payment plans, they would prefer you to get them all paid up and then they provide the service?
You know what? What is the interest rate?
Yeah.
I have to check with a hitman on that. Turns out that this was not the first time she tried to hire a hitman. She told police that she tried once before, but the hitman didn't work out that time.
Well, he must have been legit then.
He was a legit one.
He's like, are you kidding me?
I ain't taking no payment plans.
She's facing charges for criminal solicitation to commit homicide.
What a party pooper.
Can you imagine how long you can go to prison for that?
A long time.
All I did was plan it.
That's right.
I didn't do it.
I just want someone dead. That's all. I didn't do it.
And run that $100 bill. It may be fake. Yeah. Maybe that's how I'm going to get off. It's counterfeit.
I remember when I first heard your heartbeat.
And now it's time for...
Things you need to know.
Man, the walls in these studios are perfect for scratching your back.
Yeah.
Just a heads up.
It now stinks in here. How does that happen? How do you scratch your back and it stinks?
It's that stupid dill pickle
fried ranch
popcorn.
It's the funky chase.
No, I don't think so at all. Hey, the Girl Scouts have a debacle on their hands, and we are the only people that can solve this.
All right.
Ooh.
They have an... What's the word?
A surplus?
A surplus. I don't know why I was going to say oversupply, but that could be too. Of Girl Scout cookies left over because last year they weren't able to sell them as much. And so they have a shelf life of a year.
Yeah.
So...
We can't let those cookies go to waste.
You cannot. Now, they're not saying whether it has hurt them financially last year, but I think we can make up and help them out this year.
And it's all for a good cause.
Are they still the same price, full price?
Yeah, of course they are, I'm sure.
I believe they are.
I don't think they're discounting them. They just want to get rid of them.
Caramel Delights for me. Those are my favorite.
That was my favorite. I was going to go with that.
Y'all, the lemonades have taken over as my new favorite.
Lemonade?
They're so good. They're like a shortbread on top and like this lemonade icing on the bottom. So good.
Whatever floats your boat.
From also, Thin Mints. You can't go wrong with sticking them bad boys in the freezer.
Yeah, they're good out of the freezer, sure.
GTA, also known as Grand Theft Auto. No, I'm just kidding. The Guilford Transit Association, Access GSO now is what they're called. They are going to expand Sunday services across the area from 7 routes to 17 routes.
Wow, that's a lot of church services there, pal.
True, and it keeps them open longer from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. now, which they're saying that's... They're now, of course, that everything's opening back up, and they already had this planned in the book, so it just happened to work out, right? Coming up in July, you're going to be able to have more routes available on Sundays.
Still need that commuter train, though.
Yeah, we do. We need that. The National Hurricane Center is watching 3 spots. Congratulations, friends. You made it into June, and now there are 3 spots we're watching in the Atlantic for possible tropical growth, one of which is moving off the North Carolina coast out to the ocean. Is Tropical Storm Bill. So, bye, Bill.
Mm.
Another one is making its way towards Louisiana. And there's going to be a lot of rain there, which they're saying, ready for this? If you've ever been to Louisiana, you know it's pretty flat / underwater.
Yeah, it's sea level.
Mm-hmm.
10 inches of rain.
Oh, we're going to like West Virginia did the other day.
No.
I imagine it's going to be pretty bad there.
Grab your wraps.
Yeah, and then after a while, it'll move through here and all that. But so we'll keep an eye on things. Today, this is the tease I was talking about. Make sure you have your butter ready. Make sure it's melted, too. Mm-hmm. It's National Lobster Day.
Oh, love me some lobster tail. Yeah.
You know, there's so much risk and so little reward when you're eating these things out of shells like crab and lobster. You got to work all this time to get this little sliver. You're lucky if you get that little sliver.
Well, I've had some pretty big lobster tails.
I don't know. People are just crazy about them. I think it's wild.
I hate when you get a lobster tail and it's kind of chewy.
God, y'all are so bougie.
I like lobster with the butter. I also like lobster cocktail, which some high-end steak places serve. That is delicious, too. Just chunks of lobster, ice cold and dense, ready to dip into some cocktail sauce with extra horseradish.
Nice. I really like them little shrimps you buy on Food Line in the freezer section. You let them thaw out. Them things are good.
Dang right.
This has been today's edition of...
1, 2, 3, 4, 5
Things you need to know.
Wake up with the Wolf Show. Dad jokes go.
What do you call two cows checking each other out?
I don't know.
A stakeout.
That's good. I like that.
Stakeout. It's a good one. You got to admit it.
Hey, here we go. First of all, if you have a dad joke, let us know. 680-WOLF. Texas calls, whatever it is. Send us a carrier pigeon. I don't care. Within minutes, the detectives knew what the murder weapon was. It was a briefcase.
Oh.
Got another one for you. Not to brag, but I made 6 figures last year. I was also named worst employee at the toy factory.
Get it, little figures like toys. Yeah,
last but not least, I'm going to try to say this in a Liam Neeson type voice.
Oh, God.
To whoever stole my copy of Microsoft Office, I will find you. You have my word.
Oh. Wow. checking out the Facebook comments from some of our listeners, and our buddy Steve Overcash said, you should always take 2 pairs of pants when you go golfing, just in case you get a hole in one.
Steve-o!
Yeah, and here's one I really like. You know, you want to know where I store all my dad jokes?
Where?
In a database.
Ooh.
Database.
I like that. Yeah. Like that.
That's good stuff, right?
Hey, if you want to get something cool for your dad, if you're a dad and you want to sign it for it yourself, that's cool. We got a cool package for you. A little lawn package. Is your yard not so pretty?
Wah, wah, wah.
Yeah, I know what you mean. We've gotten some good pictures. I love looking at the pictures. You go to the website, all the details to pop your picture up. And if you are chosen as a winner, there's a nice little lawn package, a little beef up for you. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I got another one.
No, you can't wait. Go ahead. She's like, all of a sudden, hey, I know one.
I'm afraid for the calendar. Its days are numbered.
Anyway, coming out of that, Thomasville Lawn and Garden has a huge little package for you, and it's going to be nice, and you know you need it. And if your lawn is looking ugly, get us a pickup.
And get those white Nike New Balances green again.
Yeah.
So, yeah, go ahead. Send up a pic. All the info you need is the website, 931wolfcountry.com. Siri, say what? That's what we describe, or Siri does the describing, and you have to tell us what she's describing. Today's, you both heard it. What do you think?
Once again, it's too many words. I don't comprehend it. I never can guess these.
I thought I had it, but I'm going to say it's a 5. No, it's 6.
Siri, say what? What is Siri describing here? Go.
A small gadget or mechanical device, especially one whose name is unknown or unspecified.
Okay. Focus. Think about it. Here it is again. Siri, say what?
A small gadget or mechanical device, especially one whose name is unknown or unspecified.
All right, 680-WOLF. Siri, say what?
I don't get it.
What is it? Somebody, first caller. Again, today I predict first caller will have it.
A 40 HP Johnson on a...
Siri say what? Siri describes something. You tell us what it is Siri is describing. Here's today's Siri say what?
A small gadget or mechanical device, especially one whose name is unknown or unspecified.
So, who thinks that's hard?
Me. There's no way I'm going to ever guess these things.
All right. Let's see if we have any luck. Wake up with the Wolf Show. Hello.
Hey, is it a gadget?
No. Technically, no. That's not what Siri's describing. No.
How about a widget?
Widget is right. You got it. That is the right one.
All right.
Because she uses gadget, I believe, in the description. So, yeah, widget is it. What's your name?
Chris Kate.
Congratulations. Got a beautiful new Wolf T-shirt for you. Hang on the line.
Free money, honey.
Yay. I just want to sell.
Guys, ever seen Keith in concert before?
Haven't.
No, but I'm sure it's wonderful.
Oh, he still does it. He does this great thing where he plays all these famous guitar riffs in like one mix-up.
Ooh, nice.
It's really cool.
He gets on it one time.
He sure does. Hey, guys, we got to get out of here and make way. Guess who's coming in next? Katie and Company.
Woo! With Luke Combs, my baby.
And get yourself $1,001 bills coming up in the Wolf's Cash Flash about 30 minutes from now.
We out of here. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
93.1 The Wolf.
Music.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.